The tropical oceans and coral reefs of the Silurian period offered a sheltered living habitat for the many sea creatures of the time. A wave of vegetation that began from the green algae washed over Earth. It followed the coastlines and began covering increasing expanses of the bare land. In the beginning of the Silurian period, the first terrestrial plants were small, spore-producing ones like Cooksonia, in the shores of waterways, which you can see in sample number 5. The possibilities of the new terrestrial world also lured in the invertebrates, because the plants offered both protection and food. Different kinds of invertebrates soon followed the plants onto the land. Eurypterus, an extinct genus of sea scorpion, took this great step in the Silurian period. It was among the first animals to climb from the water onto land. You can see its reconstruction in front of that of Cooksonia. Sample number 4 in the showcase is a genuine sea scorpion fossil. The species encountered new challenges on the very alien terrestrial environment. One had to learn how to adjust to gravity, fight against dehydration, and endure the more powerful ultraviolet radiation. One also had to figure out how to get nutrition and find protection, and, most of all, how to produce viable descendants. The demanding environment, however, had one great advantage. There were no grazers, and not many predators either.